Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Mostly cloudy now, 56 degrees. Staffing shortages cause more flight delays as the government shutdown continues.
Among the airports reporting delays, Boston, Dallas, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Nashville, where the tower went dark for a period yesterday. Air traffic controllers union reps say the situation will likely only get worse. Despite these delays, the FAA says more than 90% of the flights in the United States took off on time. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Two people are dead after a pickup crashed head-on into a box truck Tuesday morning on Highway 160 east of Wellington in Sumner County. Highway Patrol troopers say the driver of the pickup crossed the center line and collided with the box truck. Both vehicles caught fire and both drivers were killed. No names have been released. Wichita police have identified a man suspected in the death of a missing Wichita woman.
43-year-old Rachel Johnson was reported missing Saturday, September 27th. The next day, officers found her dead inside of a vehicle in the 1800 block of South Longford Circle. Inside of the home, 39-year-old Breton Walker was also found deceased in the basement from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Preliminary findings indicate that Johnson and the man had a prior domestic relationship. The investigation is ongoing, but police say there are no outstanding suspects. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved a loan extension for the owner of the Starlight Drive-In.
In 2018, the city loaned the owner, Blake Smith, $200,000 for new equipment. Mr. Smith has requested prior extensions due to the pandemic. The latest request was a result of financial hardship caused by summer storms. The council also approved an agreement and funding for bridge inspections, rehabilitation, and repair. That agreement will cost the city just over $234,000. The city's CIP also includes $1 million in ongoing projects now and another $1 million in 2026. Wichita Police will complete facility improvements for the city's main property and evidence building and will purchase new protective equipment for officers after approval by the council. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Negotiations continue for a third day between Israel and Hamas over a U.S.-backed peace proposal. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more from Tel Aviv.
On the first day, they spent 4 hours talking about the exchange of hostages and prisoners. Day two, they discussed the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, which could be a lot more sticky. 2 years ago, Hamas gunmen stormed the border from Gaza, killing families and hunting down young people attending an outdoor music festival. The attackers killed more than 1,200 Israelis and took 251 hostages. 48 hostages remain in Gaza. 20 are believed to be alive. Tens of thousands of Gazans have been killed in the aftermath by the Israeli military, which controls 80% of the Gaza Strip.
Qatar's prime minister and senior U.S. mediators are also expected to attend the talks today. President Trump met with Israeli hostage families on the second anniversary of the October 7th terror attacks.
President Trump welcomed the family of Omer Neutrum, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen killed in Hamas captivity whose body remains in Gaza.
These are sensitive times, as we all know, and we are hoping to get good news soon.
Omer's father, Ronan Neutrum, a Long Island resident, told reporters following his meeting with the president and administration officials the next 2 days will be pivotal.
We've been in this place before, this roller coaster of emotions, so we're trying to protect ourselves.
Israel and Hamas are negotiating with U.S. officials on a 20-point peace plan that would free remaining hostages in the war and begin rebuilding a post-war Gaza government. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time, now 6:08. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Local, regional, and state officials are gathering in Wichita today for the Kansas Department of Transportation's annual local consult meeting. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
We gather and talk about and try to contend for local projects that we want to see get into the KDOT pipeline. So we'll have representatives from the city of Wichita, city of Mays, Goddard, all 20 cities in Sedgwick County will have representatives there, including county government. And then other counties will also be in the room. We're talking about, some specific projects that we'd like to see KDOT prioritize. We're talking about Kellogg and Ridge Road, the flyover over there when you're trying to get over to the airport. That's pretty archaic. We've got to do some things there, and we're asking KDOT to help support it.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. A pair of Texas prison guards faced charges after reportedly leaving an inmate to die locked in his burning jail cell.
The Amarillo Globe News reports Lieutenant William Romero and Sergeant Crystal West faced criminally negligent homicide and manslaughter charges. The incident happening Sunday at a Texas Department of Criminal Justice facility, the inmate reportedly lit his mattress on fire inside his cell. Sources say that's when West called her on-duty supervisor, who was Romero. Romero allegedly told West to leave the foot tray opening closed, and the officers left. Sources say the inmate was trapped inside the smoky cell. Romero and West were booked later in the day and reportedly fired from their jobs. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The wheels of justice are turning slowly for two prison former police officers facing charges over the slow response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
The trials for ex-Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo and Officer Adrian Gonzalez, who've pleaded not guilty, will be delayed. Jury selection was to start on October 20th, and the trial for Gonzalez will be moved to Corpus Christi, about 200 miles away. They both face numerous counts of child endangerment and abandonment, stemming from the massacre of 19 fourth-grade students and two teachers in May 2022. Law enforcement waited over an hour to storm the school and kill the gunman, despite more than 370 officers who responded. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A missing Virginia cat is found in a neighboring state.
Francine has been a beloved staple at a Lowe's store in Virginia ever since she wandered in 8 years ago as a stray. She often takes pictures with customers because her paws are apparently made for walking. The calico cat managed to hitch a ride on a truck from her Richmond Lowe's store to a sister facility in North Carolina. Some store employees feared a catastrophe, but a check of surveillance video spotted her darting into a truck. Francine apparently has 9 lives and survived the 85-mile journey. She was found and is now back at her original Lowe's store, giving her fans a perfect ending. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Steve, how are you feeling after that story?
Feeling very, very good now, yes.
Traffic looking pretty good here in the Wichita area as well. Maybe not so much on the turnpike north and east of the Wichita area. In fact, just north and east of Andover, we've got a traffic accident, and you might run into a slowdown out there, just a couple miles short of Santa Fe Road. There again, that's north and east of Andover on the Kansas Turnpike. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Despite seeing more clouds than sunshine, today will be a little bit warmer than Tuesday. We'll call it a high of 70 with an east breeze at 5 to 15. More clouds tonight, overnight low 55. Could see a storm or two Thursday morning, then mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 80. Partly cloudy and lower 80s on Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a mostly cloudy sky, a northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Wednesday, October 8th, the mostly cloudy, rainy day across south central Kansas. Tuesday, yesterday, Wichita's high temperature was just 68 degrees. Normal high is 75. And just under an inch and a half, 1.47 in rain at Eisenhower Airport. That's as of midnight. Just a little under an inch and a half. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
On this date in 2000, Wichita chilled out with a low of 26 degrees. This was the earliest in the fall the temperatures in the 20s had ever been observed in Wichita. In addition, the mercury fell to 26 degrees on the 9th and to 29 degrees on the 10th, both of which were also records for these respective dates. So that was in 2000. Cold, cold, cold. And taking a look at our almanac, to find out what happened this day in history, go back 154 years. The date is 1871. The three-day Great Chicago Fire touched off after Mrs. O'Leary's cow supposedly kicked over a kerosene lantern. 300 people were killed.
Oh, my.
17,000 buildings destroyed, and 99,000 people were left homeless.
Oh,
that was in 1871.
Bad deal.
The Chicago Fire. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted. Make it 6:14 on a, well, a little bit cooler out there this morning than it's been, but not much. We had a cooler day yesterday, as I told you.
Well.
Yeah. The front went through. A draft White House memo argues that furloughed federal workers are not entitled to back pay after the government shutdown lifts, according to White House Press Secretary Caroline Levin. Now, the memo contradicts the Office of Personnel Management's guidance from September, which said federal workers would receive retroactive pay after the shutdown ends. The 2019 Government Employee Fair Treatment Act mandates that all federal employees furloughed or working without pay must receive back pay after a shutdown. By the way, that law was signed, that bill signed into law by President Donald Trump. So a little bit of confusion there. They're talking on Fox News this morning, Ted, about the controllers. Some of them are going out to find second jobs just in case they need to feed their families for a couple of weeks. How much longer do you think this is going to last? There's no way to know, I guess, but it doesn't seem like they're talking.
Well, they both seem pretty dug in.
Okay. And then there's the rest of us.
They've had months to figure this out, and they didn't do it, so why should I?
Yeah. Every year they have months to figure it out.
Yeah, and they've always had the rest of us to consider, and how often have they ever done that? Doesn't seem like hardly ever.
Well, they think about us when they need our votes at election time.
Yeah, I suppose.
That seems it seems like that's the only time.
You know what it is? They don't know how to work. These are a group of people, 500-some people, who apparently have never had to work a day in their lives. Or they would get together and work. They're not even there 90% of the time. I saw a statistic on the net. I don't know how accurate it is. It said they've worked 14 days this year. That can't be right. It can't be right, can it? Oh, well. They don't know how to sit down and go to work.
Which is their job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a problem with a lot of people in this country. But these are the guys who are supposed to be watching out for us. Excuse me. I got a little tickle this morning again. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what they would tell you. I am watching out for you. That's why I'm dug in this foxhole.
That's why I'm here talking.
And the other side says, that's what I'm doing for you. I'm here in this foxhole. I won't let the other side take advantage of you.
They won't talk to you, and we won't talk to them, and there you go.
And here we go. We have air traffic controllers having to get second jobs and call in sick because they're not getting paid.
Yeah. Wonder how many of these, of course, your congressmen don't have second jobs. They've never had to do that. They get plenty of money. I've had second jobs while I've worked.
I have, too.
You have consistently had second jobs. But I got to tell you, Congress does not know how to work. They need a big seminar, and a binding seminar where they have to go and sit down and say, here's what you do to work. You come in at these hours. Here are your tasks. Do them. It's that simple.
Well, and another solution, potentially, goes to the government workers that are, like, essential themselves. People like air traffic controllers. Why not they just kind of go on unofficial strike? Big blue flu, all of them just not show up.
If they went on strike, effectively all of them went on strike, this country's completely crippled.
Which is the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that should happen.
Strike. They would do that in France or someplace like that.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe they should do that here.
Another slippery highway mess on a lighter note. Some lanes of a highway in Illinois, Franklin County, were closed while crews worked to clean up the mess left by a semi-truck that overturned and spilled its load of applesauce. That'd be a little slick.
What about the semi-truck with pork chops?
No injuries reported.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you spill beer or something. You've got plenty of folks out there helping you clean it up, if it's in cans and whatnot. Okay. Steve and Ted, show number 7030, Ted.
7030.
7030. Let's go ahead and take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, it's our weekly time to talk about K-State football, the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Kleiman radio show with the head coach. It'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. We're on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It's been a rough first half of the season for K-State, only 2-4. And no easier Saturday afternoon. It is a home game in Manhattan, but they're hosting 4-1 TCU. A lot of purple up in Manhattan coming up on Saturday afternoon. And Coach Kleiman tonight over on KFH. Major League Baseball playoffs are going tonight. In fact, we have four games on tap today. Some teams are facing elimination. It is game four tonight in Yankee Stadium. The Yankees hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees did have to win last night to stay alive, and they did. Big comeback win, too. They were down 6-1. Came back to win. So game four is tonight. Once again, the Yankees must win to keep their season alive. The Blue Jays up 2-1 in this best-of-five series. The Blue Jays are really strapped for pitching, so they're pretty much going to throw the bullpen today. Guess who the starting pitcher is tonight? Former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland. He's already pitched out of the bullpen in all three games of this series, but he's the starter tonight, or the opener, as they call it now. He's not expected to go more than an inning or two. So we'll see how that goes, but Louis Varland will be the guy on the mound in Yankee Stadium tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays to begin things off. Of course, I always wonder, what do you do if Louis goes out there and retires the first six batters?
Take him out.
You take him out.
He's worn out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what they'll do. But we'll see what happens tonight. Blue Jays and the Yankees. You've got the former Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland starting for the Blue Jays. College women's golf, the Maryland Smith Sunflower Invitational, wrapping up yesterday at Lawrence Country Club, hosted by KU. Host team wins big. KU wins that invitational by 14 strokes over second place Missouri. And the individual champ, KU sophomore Ebba Nordstedt, at 6-under par for the three rounds. JUCO volleyball. Update on your number one ranked team in the nation, Cowley College. Last night on home court, taking on Neosho County. Cowley wins, although it was not a sweep. That's the news there. Cowley beats Neosho County 3-1. Cowley Volleyball is your back-to-back undefeated national champions. Now 22-0 this season. 103 consecutive victories now for Cowley Volleyball.
Wow.
They have played 68 sets this season. They've won 66 of them. 66-2. On the way to another undefeated season at 22-0 at the moment. And we'll flashback. How about a little Shocker football flashback? 70 years ago on this day, the Shockers went down to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma A&M. The Shockers did not score in the first three quarters. It's not over yet. Jack Conway had two rushing touchdowns in the fourth quarter as the Shockers came back and beat Oklahoma A&M 14-7 in Stillwater.
Wow.
The Shockers only won five games ever in Stillwater. And that was one of them. So that was 70 years ago on this day as the Shockers went down to Stillwater and beat the Aggies, beat Oklahoma A&M 14-7. Good win there for Shocker football 70 years ago. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Broken Heart Syndrome. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 54 degrees at 6:30 on a Wednesday morning. A man who was shot last week in the parking lot of a South Wichita Quick Trip has died. 23-year-old Knowledge McPherson died last Wednesday at a Wichita hospital where he had undergone surgery following the September 30th shooting. A 16-year-old boy was arrested on charges of criminal discharge of a firearm at an occupied building, juvenile in possession of a firearm, and aggravated battery. Additional charges are pending.
The Wichita Ice Center downtown will remain without the use of one of two ice rinks until at least the middle of next month.
An ammonia compressor failure on September 9th occurred as the facility was building ice on the Olympic rink. Contractors determined that the compressor could not be repaired without a major rebuild. However, due to the extent of the failure and limited parts available, a rebuild would take longer and cost more than a full replacement. Gary Jansen with the city says this isn't the first issue the facility has had with compressors.
So the top end of both compressors failed in July of 2023 and were repaired at that time. Now it's the bottom end of one of the compressors that has failed.
Further delays would mean more scheduling impacts and cancellation of events at the center. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A man from Rose Hill was in Butler County Court yesterday. He and his wife charged in connection with the death of their adopted daughter, 6-year-old Kennedy Schroer. 53-year-old Joseph Schroer entered a plea during the status hearing prior to his scheduled jury trial.
Mr. Schroer, let me ask you, how do you formally plead to the charge in count one, aggravated endangerment of a child?
No contest.
Schroer pleaded no contest to two counts of aggravated endangering a child and one count of Medicaid fraud. As part of the deal, two other counts were dismissed.
Local, regional, and state officials are gathering in Wichita today for the Kansas Department of Transportation's annual local consult meeting. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the aim is to prioritize highway projects.
The one thing that's actually coming down the pipeline with KDOT, and it's a mega project, is the old canal route. This is a 6-mile stretch. It's one of the largest bridges in the entire state of Kansas. In fact, I think it is the largest bridge in the entire state of Kansas. And this is something that the infrastructure is deteriorating.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Attorney General Pam Bondi faced questions before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. Fox's Kevin Cork reporting from the nation's capital.
Senator Josh Hawley wants answers about why, according to the FBI, he and several Republican lawmakers had their phone calls tracked during Jack Smith's probe of the Capitol riot. He's not alone in calling for a special counsel to take a closer look at potential political targeting that happened during the Biden administration. Meantime, much finger-pointing about the politicization at the DOJ. Democrats spending much of the 4-hour hearing focused on everything from the Epstein files to the indictment of James Comey and the legal fights involving the deployment of the National Guard.
Bondi also refused to answer questions about a bribery investigation into border czar Tom Homan.
Where you drive makes a big difference in how your commute goes.
Well, it helped comparing the 100 largest cities across 30 key indicators of driver friendliness in the new national study and looked at average gas prices to annual hours in traffic congestion. At the top of the list, Corpus Christi, Texas. The city not only has the most well-maintained bridges in the country, it also ranks as the third cheapest in gasoline cost. Number two, Greensboro, North Carolina. Traffic not bad there. They rank second in fewest amount of time spent in congestion. Boise, Idaho, Scottsdale, Arizona, and Laredo, Texas rounding out the top five. The worst city to drive in, by the way, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Especially poor marks in commute times, road quality, and driver safety. John Saucier, Fox News.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Despite seeing more clouds than sunshine, today will be a little bit warmer than Tuesday. We'll call it a high of 70 with an east breeze at 5 to 15. More clouds tonight, overnight low 55. Could see a storm or two Thursday morning, then mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 80. Partly cloudy and lower 80s on Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy, northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:35 now with Steve and Ted in the morning on the 8th day of October. 10-8-25 is the date. And it was 24 years ago in 2001, the Office of Homeland Security was founded. 4 weeks after the terrorist attacks on September 11th. The Homeland Security Office. Wow. 24 years ago, Ted.
Certainly something that we definitely needed.
A response to the terror attack on 9/11?
We just
the terror attacks before that we had one at the same place. And what you've talked about over the years is pointing out that our own Senator Roberts from Kansas kept saying, hey, they're out there. They're coming for us, the terrorists.
Yeah, every time I did a press conference with Senator Roberts, he always started talking about that. Everybody just kind of giggled.
All right. Yeah. Senator Roberts
he kept trying to warn people, hey, something's going to happen. We better be ready. And we weren't ready.
Was he the chair of the Intelligence Committee?
He might have been.
I know he was a former Marine, and he knew about the military a lot. Pat Roberts, yeah, he was a prophet on that. He saw it coming. Kept saying, here it comes, and there it came. All right, a Maryland man made a quick stop on his way home from the gym and scored a $31,000 prize from the Maryland Lottery's Racetracks virtual horse racing game. I'll tell you what, there is a gambling card for everything, isn't there?
It sure is.
The Calvert County man told Maryland Lottery officials he had just finished his workout at the gym when he decided to stop at a 7-Eleven to buy some lottery tickets. The man, who's been using the same number set for years, said his prize money will go toward paying bills and taking a family vacation. I often wonder when people like this how much of their family bills are gambling.
Yeah.
Buying all those darn tickets. Anyway, he's got $31,000. It's more than I won last week, that's for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Halloween decorations going up in your neighborhood, Ted? Have you noticed?
I guess if I'm hesitating this long, I haven't noticed. I mean, nothing more than people just putting a couple pumpkins on their front porch.
Really? We got a couple of down in the corner in our neighborhood. There's a guy. He's got little kids, and he is putting out some stuff. I can't remember exactly what.
I guess there's one house that has a little spider web thing on their front lawn.
Yeah. I've seen that.
And, of course, you start driving by the College Hill stuff, and there's a house with the 1 billion pumpkins and all sorts. They're getting ready for all that stuff in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
At my apartment complex, it's really interesting because there's one door in one of the other buildings that's got a whole bunch of Halloween stuff, you know, put up and ready to go and everything. And right next door to it, a big white wreath with Christmas bells and snow like flocking in the windows.
Yeah.
And so someone's bypassed Halloween altogether and gone for Christmas already.
Why is it that I ignore all holidays? Well, my wife will put a wreath on the front door now at Christmas time.
Well, there you go.
But not a lot. And I used to put the lights up on, but hey, I don't do that anymore. Too much trouble.
Too much.
And now they've come, as you know, they've got companies out there, little local companies that'll put them up for you.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did notice there's one house in my neighborhood where they've got a massive tree in the front yard, and they cover it with about 1 million lights. And I saw the cherry picker up there putting on those lights last week.
Wow, cherry picker.
It's very impressive when they light them up.
Everybody get it going?
Look forward to that.
All right. 6:38 now. Stephen's head of the morning, and it is time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Tuesday, the live cattle had 8 and 9 session highs, while the feeder cattle had their highest trade since the second day of September. Now, the entire cattle complex closed yesterday with triple-digit gains at near the session highs. Once again, the fundamentals have not changed for the cattle. Technical buying, managed money, and buy stops pushed prices higher. Lean hog futures traded lower and near last week's lows and closed negative yesterday. On the close, December live cattle, $1.05 higher, $237.72. November feeders, $3.45 higher, $364.25. And December lean hogs down $1.10 at $86.17. Now, trading was mixed Tuesday as the wheat futures made 4 session lows, corn a 7 session low, and soybeans a 2 session high. Only the soybeans closed on the positive side yesterday in very little news in the market. Now, gold shot above the $4,000 mark yesterday, and the dollar had a 6-week high. Now, today, the gold has made it above $4,070, and the dollar is on on a 9.5-week high. At the moment, December KC wheat's down one tick at 491.75. December corn a penny higher at 420.75. November soybeans 4.5 cents higher at 1026.5. November crude oil's up 88 cents at 62.61. December gold $53.50 higher at $4,057.40. December S&P is 10 points higher at 6,771.5. December dollar index 27 cents higher at $98.55. And December Dow Jones futures 98 points higher at 46,950. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
$4,000 an ounce for gold, huh?
Unbelievable.
How much gold is it? Put that in layman's terms. How much gold is that an ounce?
That's a troy ounce.
Which would be how much? What would it look like in a coin? About a quarter?
Oh, I couldn't honestly tell you.
Okay. Well, $4,000 an ounce.
It's not that much.
No, it's not. I mean, that's a quarter of a quarter pounder.
Right? See, there you, now you're relating to it.
Food. There you go.
Exactly.
I can't even afford a quarter pounder right now. So anyway, $4,000. How much gold you got? Oh, that's personal. I know you're probably sitting on big bags over there like, what's McDuck, Scrooge McDuck or somebody, right?
Yeah, that was a great cartoon. Him in there swimming in his vault full of coins.
Yeah. And, yeah, he was one rich duck.
Yep, that's how we picture Loeffler Commodities.
Yeah, only you're more the mallard type of duck, I guess. Oh, anyway.
That's about the only way I could swim because I probably couldn't sink in gold.
Yeah, gold. Yeah. All right, have a good day, and we'll talk with you tomorrow morning. Thank you, Tom. That's the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Oh, talk about a guy that's swimming in gold.
Oh, what is an annuity? Really? Don's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. In KNSS, 646 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves a loan extension for the owner of the Starlight Drive-In Theater.
Two.
Two drivers killed as trucks collide head-on east of Wellington in Sumner County.
One.
Day 8 of the federal government shutdown. Still no sign of a deal. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We still have a traffic accident out on the Kansas Turnpike. Watch out. North and east of the Wichita area. In fact, a little ways north and east of the Andover area. Northbound on the turnpike, we have a traffic accident, and you can expect a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 71 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 57. And for Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 79 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, northeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather is brought to you by the Monarch here on a Wednesday. $5 select whiskeys at the Monarch. They have a menu of over 50 different pours marked for $5 today. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. A woman is accused of attempted murder, that is, during a fiery custody battle.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Connecticut mom locked in a bitter custody battle accused of poisoning her estranged husband. 33-year-old Kristen Hogan arrested in Ridgefield, charged with two counts of attempted murder and other charges, accused of poisoning wine and iced tea in her ex's home with ethylene glycol, the main ingredient in antifreeze. Her husband says he drank a small amount of wine corked in his fridge August 10th. He realized something was wrong when he kept waking up sick throughout the night. In the morning, he called his parents. His mom found him staggering, slurring his words and vomiting, and took him to the hospital where he was put in the ICU for renal failure. Doctors realized he had been poisoned. He believes Hogan went into his home to poison the wine the day she was supposed to go to a court hearing but never showed. After initially denying the accusations, Hogan said she never wanted to kill her husband, just, quote, make him sick as payback for being mentally abusive. She's being held on $1 million bond. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
The price of gold topped $4,000 per ounce Tuesday. And on Wall Street?
Stocks taking a breather after a record run and ending lower, and the benchmark S&P 500 snapping a seven-session winning streak. Shares of Oracle fell over 2%, weighing on the tech sector after the information reported that the cloud software provider's margins on its cloud business are weaker than analysts currently forecast, and that Oracle lost $100 million last quarter from renting out NVIDIA chips. The Dow winners, United Health, Procter & Gamble, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 92 points, the Nasdaq lower by 153, S&P 500 down 26. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
What is an annuity? Really? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning to tell us what an annuity is. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. All of the answers here, I tell you, we're going to clear it up. Well, first of all, at its core, an annuity is pretty simple. You hand over a lump sum of money or a series of payments to an insurance company, and in return, many contracts promise you'll not lose money and they'll give you steady income in the future. Think of it like creating your own pension, guaranteed checks as long as you live. And for retirees worried about outliving their savings, that predictability can be comforting. Well, annuities can play a role in a few ways. First, retirement income. If you want peace of mind knowing that a paycheck is coming every month, no matter what the stock market is doing, an annuity can help. Most annuities allow for tax-deferred growth. And for estate planning, some annuities will let you pass benefits to heirs, creating financial security for loved ones. If you value stability, annuities can be a great tool. But beware, as annuities are often oversold. Why? Because insurance agents and financial advisors can make a very large commission when they sell one. And many of the sellers call themselves fiduciaries. That uses the annuity's guaranteed downside protection as a reason to sell what may be an inappropriate product for you. But that protection can have a steep cost. Now, this doesn't mean that annuities are bad, but it does mean you need to be cautious. Some products are complex, full of fees, and not always the best for every investor. Learn whether the annuity truly meets your needs or if it's being pitched because it's profitable for the seller. The bottom line is that annuities can provide security, tax deferral, income, and planning benefits, but like any financial tool, they are not one size fits all. Before buying one, ask tough questions, compare alternatives, and make sure the recommendation is about you, not someone else's commission check. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So it's time to roll over a 401k in retirement. Annuity? IRA, where do we go?
Well, it's not to say that a part of it might be in a place that has some guaranteed income. Keep in mind that when an annuity guarantees income, that income rarely goes up with the cost of living. So what $1,000 a month now guaranteed for the rest of your life sounds great. 3 years from now, when the price of apples is $9 instead of $7, what's that $1,000 going to buy you?
Okay.
So, no, rolling it into an IRA is not always a bad plan. You need to really check at the fees and the structure that you're putting it into and why you're rolling it out.
Gold, $4,000 an ounce yesterday. How much do you have? Oh, that's personal.
Well, I do have it in my portfolio. I put it in about 2 years ago just because times of uncertainty, we knew that gold would go up. You know, it's not owning physical gold, but it's holding instruments that represent the price of gold. Yeah. And it's really helped give a little boost to the portfolio.
Okay. So. The market, stock market, still booming along, doing good. Doing well.
It's plugging along. It's those tech giants continue to dominate, you know, and they get hit a little bit every once in a while. But, I think it is a good time to protect yourself and just make sure you've got some downside protection in case something happens with the markets.
Yeah. National Heroes Day.
Oh.
If asked to define the word hero, many of us will list the instances when a person has gone beyond their call of duty. But being a hero is more than that. It includes having qualities that inspire a person to be stronger, smarter, kinder and considerate of other people in desperate situations, according to whoever wrote this.
That AI bot that wrote that.
How do? Yeah.
What is a hero?
Who is a hero? Does it have to be a military leader or a politician or?
I think it can be anybody who influences you in your life in a positive way.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, to define a hero, I would say personal hero. My wife is a personal hero of mine. She has got all the qualities.
You want that homemade pizza tonight, don't you? And maybe some cookies.
Maybe some cookies. Yeah. It's not just that. There's some qualities that she's got some great qualities.
Well, so. I did meet her for the first time a few weeks ago and enjoyed meeting St. Shelley. And
you know, that was funny because your mom and she.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Had a conversation, just went on and on.
I
don't know what they were talking about, but my wife says your mom is delightful.
Oh, she hasn't spent that much time with her. No, my mom is. You know what? My mom's my hero. She truly is. She taught me one thing, and I'm writing a money tracker about it. It'll be up in a couple of weeks right now. It's about she taught us that you can do anything you want to do. Mm-hmm. If you.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You just take the time to learn it and do it. If somebody else is doing it, that means it can be done. And you just need to learn about it, work hard, and you can get it done. That's why I put solar on my roof like a dummy. But you know, I mean, I do a lot of things that a lot of people might not want to take on, but it's the confidence you get from having some successes other things, you know.
So. All right, National Heroes Day. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted this morning, day 8 of the government shutdown, and 2 people dead after trucks collide in Sumner County. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.